You're doing great. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic, brother. I just want to get right to it, man, because, you know, we plan, and I'm still going to get to this, of course. You know, the centerpiece of this interview is centered on your fantastic piece of work that you've put out. You are now an author. Before we get to that, I do want to open up the mic for you to give thoughts on the breaking news that happened yesterday that has shocked Spartan fans from here to Pluto. That's Mark D'Antonio retiring after 13 seasons. You played under Coach D. I know you did have a social media post yesterday about it, but your thoughts on the retirement news and what Coach D meant to you?
It was 13 great years. I love Coach D. I love just the way he was, the way he went about things as a coach. He really cared about us. One of my favorite stories about Coach D is, you know, a Friday night before a game, you know, we were having a team meal, and he didn't like, you know, the way we were eating and the conversations, people chewing with food in their mouths, people on their cell phones. And that Monday after that game, that Monday, he gave us an etiquette class, the whole team, on how to have proper dinner conversation, eat a three-course meal, how to use the right forks, knives, proper dinner conversation if you're the guest or if you're hosting the dinner. So definitely cared about us as players. It wasn't just about wins and losses. Really enjoyed my time up there at Michigan State with him and the staff and all my friends and teammates. So, it was a little bit shocking, but, you know, he had a great career at Michigan State, best coach of all time, most wins, everything that he accomplished there, all the graduates, all the people that went on to the NFL. So, you know, very happy for him, and I hope he enjoys retirement.
Without a doubt. And Benny, that is hilarious, and I think it gives us a window into the mindset of Coach D. It wasn't always just about football. It was preparing you guys for life after football and how to operate in a setting such as sitting down to have dinner etiquette, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because football is not going to last forever, and I think he was trying to get that into the minds of players, that when you go to a dinner and you have a business dinner, the way we were eating that day, he was like, that's just not acceptable. And he really cares about us as people, so he wanted to change that and help us understand that.
Oh, that's a great story. Benny, what made you commit to Mark D'Antonio? What made you buy in and say that I want to play for that man?
A lot of the principles and things that he stood for are a lot of the principles that my parents had instilled in me at an early age. And when I was getting recruited up there and, you know, meeting Coach Treadwell, Coach Enos at the time, who were coaches on the staff. Well, Coach Trail was back there on the staff, but meeting those guys, they embodied that as well. So I knew it was a no-brainer, and it was just a family atmosphere when I went up there, and that's the same family atmosphere that I still have with my Spartan dogs to this day. It's just how close we are, how family-oriented we are.
Benny, how tough has it been to watch from afar the national criticism that not only Michigan State football has undergone in recent years, and also I throw Michigan State basketball in there, but just this university as a whole, I mean, the Larry Nassar scandal, you know, you've gone on to have a great pro football career, and, you know, I don't know if at times you've thought about how you would handle that as a player if that kind of situation was happening when you were still here. But how tough has it been for you to watch this from afar?
It's just tough because, you know, I care for these guys as people. I know these people that, you know, are on TV that, you know, when they're talking about Coach D and Coach Izzo, and, you know, these people have been in my home. They know my family. My brother's on the basketball staff up there. So it's, you know, it's tough from that. It's tough for, you know, people to talk about my school that I love so much and so dearly. So, yeah, it's tough about that. But if I was up there right now, I would just stay focused on the task at hand if I was a player, which is to win games, enjoy my time as a student, get my degree, and just continue to make the most out of every single day and just take it one day at a time and make the most of my relationships and enjoy just every single day that I have up there. So that's what I would tell the players. If I could talk to them right now, that's what I would tell them. And if I was up there, that's what I would do. I would just try to enjoy every single day because there's a lot of stuff going on in the world. And, you know, some of it's speculation, some of it's, you know, that Larry Nassar stuff, you know, that stuff is just super unfortunate. And you feel bad for all those victims. You know, that's just not acceptable in our world. So, but it is tough when they talk about Michigan State, yes.
Yeah, well, without a doubt, man. And I mean, you're a man. You were a part of that Michigan State Rose Bowl championship team. That had to be one of your favorite memories, right under Coach D.
no doubt. When I look back at it, yeah, it was one of my favorite memories. Beating Michigan that year, the way we beat them. But you know, just actually, when I look back on it, the year before when we went 7-6, just all the lessons that we learned. Mm-hmm. And how positive we stayed, and then carrying that over to the next season to go 13-1, that made that season that much sweeter.
Without a doubt. All right, Benny, let's get to it, man, because I was definitely excited when I saw this come across my social media timeline not too long ago. But you are now an author. You have a book out entitled Silver Spoon, The Imperfect Guide to Success. Now, before you dive into what this piece of work is about, when did you first think to yourself that you wanted to become an author and put out something?
Probably like 2 years ago. I had got cut from Chicago, and I was at home for about three to four weeks before I got signed to New England and then went on to New York. But I was like, you know, what am I going to do when football is done? So I wanted to write a book and share some of the stories and some of the people that I've learned from who are in my life about achieving success, goal setting, handling adversity, discipline, all the things that you need to have success. So I wanted to share that with people and help people understand it doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, entrepreneur in the Fortune 500 business, doesn't matter what it is, you're going to have to apply some of these principles, but you can learn and get inspired from some of these people in my book as well as myself.
And who are some of those people that you highlight in this book, Benny? Because, you know, I'm big on self-help books. I've got like a stack at my apartment right now that I'm still pouring through. And I'm wondering what makes yours stand out from the rest, and what are some of the people that you highlight? Who are some of the people, excuse me, that you highlight in this book?
I wouldn't call my book a self-help book. It would be like a self-actualizing book, because I think we all have these principles and we all have these things within us. They just have to be. You might just, you know, have to get inspired. You might get inspired by a story.
Oh, do we have Benny? Is Benny still there?
We all, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out just for like 2 seconds there. I'm sorry, Benny, go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is a self-actualizing book. So everybody has everything within them. They just have to get it without of them. So, you know, you just might have to have some inspiration. You might get some inspiration from Draymond or Darquez, two people from Michigan State that I learned from, who are friends of mine, who have inspired me in many different ways. I also have people like Desiree Thomas, who is from Michigan, who is an entrepreneur who started her own clothing line in New York. Or my brother, who, you know, wanted to be a professional athlete or wanted to be a professional basketball player, and he did that for maybe a couple years, but he's going to be able to impact so many more lives through coaching. Or my father, who was the vice president at Ford at one time, or my mom, who was also a real estate lawyer, also a superintendent of Detroit Public Schools. So you'll learn from people like that, and you'll just get an understanding that you have everything within you. But success doesn't just happen, you know, success doesn't happen in a day. It happens every single day. So you have to win the days, and that's what people will learn throughout this book.
Preach on, Benny. That is absolutely fantastic. And I don't – can you give us a little tease as to what you learned from Draymond in the book, as to some of the lessons that he taught you?
In the book, I mean, he shares some principles, but, you know, Draymond and I have a very great relationship. You know, we're like brothers. You know, I'm going to be one of the best men in his wedding this upcoming summer.
Wow.
So we're super close, but we've been close since high school. People don't know that we met in high school. We didn't meet at Michigan State. We became real close at Michigan State, but I tell people in the book, and I tell people all the time, that you have to surround yourself with the right people. Now, I knew Draymond really cared about me, not only as a player, but as a person. When he would come to Michigan State football summer conditioning, and he wanted to make sure that I was finishing in the top players during conditioning, because he knew how talented I was. So the fact that he would come or check up on me with some of the coaches, you can ask the coaches up there, strength coaches, like Draymond would always check on me. How's he doing? Is he working hard, or is he just coasting by? So you need people like that in your life. You have to surround yourself with good people. Success, the most successful people in the world have successful people around them to help them become successful. So I feel like people would understand that. That's what they'll understand about Draymond, is as well as, you know, just how confident he is and who he is as a person.
That is so, so true, Benny. I mean, if you want to be a lion, you got to surround yourself with lions, right?
Absolutely. No doubt about that.
I love that, man. And why the title? You call it Silver Spoon, the imperfect guide to success. Why did you finalize on that title? What's that mean to you?
Silver Spoon. I'm from the suburbs of Detroit, you know, and
Beverly,
you know,
Hills,
there's
right?
Always this. Yeah, I'm from Blue Hills, so there's always this, you know, notation that, you know, if people from the suburbs don't work hard, everything is given to them, and that's not necessarily true. I work for everything. I'm going into my seventh year in the NFL. Based off of work ethic. They didn't give me that because of where I was born or where I was raised. And, you know, we always hear these stories in sports about, you know, the bad situations. But if we look back to LeBron James, I think he dropped a commercial maybe a month ago now that said, what if there were no humble beginnings? Well, if there were no humble beginnings, they would be growing up like me. But you still have to work hard. So Silver Spoon, and I call it the imperfect guide to success because there is no perfect formula. There is no perfect way. And some of the books, self-help books that I've read, you know, if you follow these certain formats or certain, you know, principles, the way they tell you how to do it, then you'll achieve success. And I don't see it like that. You know, Draymond's in the NBA, I'm in the NFL, Darquez is in the NFL. We all have different paths. We all got there in different ways, but we all set goals. We all achieved our goals. We all have discipline. We all have surrounded ourselves with the right people. So there are some principles that are just within the book that you have to follow, but you don't have to follow them in the way that we did.
That is so true. And you know, Benny, you know, if you want anything in life, you got to work hard for it. And, you know, one of the similarities I see between yourself and Draymond, as far as your pro careers are concerned, I mean, Draymond was a late second round pick. Nobody knew that he was going to become the instrumental part of a dynasty that he has become with the Golden State Warriors. And then yourself, I mean, you know, you were signed by the Denver Broncos as an undrafted free agent in 2014. I mean, both of you had chips on your shoulders when you entered the professional realm of your respective sport. How did that drive you when you did not get drafted and you went as an undrafted free agent going to Denver? How did that drive you to be the kind of impact player that you have become in the pros?
The season that we had at Michigan State, it was just like, you know, I thought I was getting drafted, but, you know, the receivers that end up getting drafted that year, I mean, we had the most receivers ever get drafted in the NFL draft that year. You know, guys that I play with like Odell Beckham and a great friend of mine, Allen Robinson, they got drafted in like the first two rounds, and I worked out with Sammy Watkins and all these guys. So, you know, receivers just got picked, but I knew that, you know, Detroit offered me the most money. The Lions offered me the most money, but I chose to go to Denver because I had been in Michigan my entire life. So I stepped outside of my comfort zone and realized that if I could go play with Peyton Manning, I knew I could play anywhere in the NFL just because of, you know, Peyton doesn't throw the ball to anybody. You got to earn his trust. You have to understand his offense, ins and outs, hots and sights, audibles. So I knew if I could go play there with him, I could go play anywhere in the NFL. And that, you know, just watching Peyton work every single day inspired me. So, like, you know, we all have to find our inspirations. And, you know, seeing Peyton every single day at 37, 38 years old work so hard and, you know, just be a great teammate and a great person, that's also why I wrote the book. You know, just being around guys like that, and that's also why I'm getting into public speaking during the off season, because I have so many stories to share and inspire so many people. Not from my story, but from the people who I have been around and the things that I've understand and learned to understand.
Oh, that's so great, Benny. And correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't you catch the last touchdown pass from Peyton Manning's arm?
Not touchdown pass, but his last pass ever, which was a 2-point conversion in the Super Bowl. I caught his last pass.
Right.
Yeah, in that Super Bowl 50.
That's what it was, exactly. And you've got a ring, Benny. I mean, I mean, there's not too many people walking the face of this earth, and we're just coming off the weekend of the Super Bowl, you know, which we saw Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, you know, win a ring, and their parade is today. I mean, what was that like for you, man? I mean, playing in a Super Bowl and the quarterbacks you've gotten a chance to catch passes from, you know, again, you having careers with the Broncos and you know, the Patriots, the Giants. I mean, what has that been like for you, man? It's kind of, you kind of have to sit back and just kind of pinch yourself, right?
Yeah, that's why I wrote the book, though. You know, I shared things, you know, Kirk Cousins, I played 3 years with Kirk, mm-hmm. who was one of the NFL's best quarterbacks, and then getting a chance to play with Peyton for 2 years. Tom Brady, it was only a week, but it was a great week, and it put a lot of things into perspective with me. And then now getting a chance to finish my last 2 years with Eli Manning, it's been an incredible journey so far. You know, I want to play 10 years, and I plan on playing 10 years, and I got some good things coming up, you know, with free agency this year, you know, just where my coaches and the coaches that I played for at different teams. So I'm excited about where things are going, but just the fact that I've gotten a chance to play with those quarterbacks, especially starting in college, even Connor Cook, you know.
Yeah.
I played with some of the best. So, you know, I like to share those experiences with other people.
That is so true. I mean, Connor Cook, the most decorated Michigan State quarterback of all time. Then you go to the NFL and play with Peyton, Eli, and Tom for a week. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great stuff, yeah, Benny. All right, before we right? Yeah. Before we get you out of here, man, how can people get their hands on your book? Again, Silver Spoon, The Imperfect Guide to Success. How can my audience out there purchase that book?
It's on Amazon. They can order it on Amazon, hardcover or paperback. And also, if they're readers on phones, it's on Kindle as well. And to all the Michigan State people, I will be in East Lansing next Friday and Saturday doing book signings. I will have my Super Bowl ring and my Rose Bowl ring up there with me. And, you know, I'm going back to see my brother coach against Maryland, as well as the basketball team and the football staff and any teammates that I have up there, and just, you know, give back to the community and see the community that I love so much.
That is awesome. Do you have a location for that, Benny, as far as your book signing in East Lansing goes?
Yeah, on Saturday it will be 1-3 at SBS bookstore, and then I'll be at the MSU campus bookstore. I do not have a time for that one yet, but it will be on my social media, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. So I will be posting that soon.
Okay, brother, please keep us posted. We got to get you back on the show because I really want to dive more into, you know, your career in the NFL and playing with those fantastic, legendary QBs. You know, Benny, before we do get you out of here, I'm wondering, I saw Peyton Manning at the NFL Honors this past weekend, just as many athletes have done, many people have done. I mean, this was a man who touched the world. It was certainly, and it still is, a tough time in sports due to the passing of Kobe Bryant. But did Kobe Bryant have any kind of impact on you? You know, when you talk about those values and inspiration, I couldn't help but think about Kobe and his legacy. But I'm wondering if you had any thoughts on the unfortunate passing of Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe is mentioned a couple times throughout my book. He is my favorite athlete of all time. And I'm not just saying that because he passed away. My mom took me to L.A. when I was in the fifth grade because I loved Kobe Bryant so much. So I've been watching Kobe. I never missed a Kobe game when he played in Detroit that I can remember. You know, I'm a huge Lakers fan. I got to see his last All-Star game because that was Draymond's first. So that was a experience, you know, Draymond's first experience, All-Star experience. I was there, and that was Kobe's last one. And Draymond actually got me floor seats for one of Kobe's last games in March when they were playing the Warriors. So I've always been a Kobe Bryant fan. I model some of my work ethic after him, just the way I take care of my body, the way I eat, the way I go about my business, understanding the mental side of things. So, you know, when he passed, it touched a lot of us. And, yeah, this is my favorite athlete of all time, just the way he went about his business. But now what I'm understanding even more is that who he was as a person, I mean, you're just seeing all the videos that he has with people that aren't celebrities, the fact that he took time out every single day you know, to make people feel special. That's what I love about him the most. I saw a video of him, you know, it was a car crash in L.A., and he was helping clean up the wreck and, you know, directing a little bit of traffic. That just shows what type of person he was. So, you know, I love Kobe Bryant, and, you know, even though I never got a chance to meet him, I mean, he had a super huge impact. And the reason why I carry the chip on my shoulder and the reason why, you know, going undrafted, you know, I still watch Kobe videos to this day when I'm on the massage table of him getting treatment and him going about his business. Even though I'm 28 years old, you know, he just inspired me in so many different ways. So, you know, I just thank him for everything that he did as a person and as a player.
Yeah, and that's a great tribute to him that you have him mentioned in your first, hopefully of many books, Benny, because you got a lot of knowledge to share, brother. That's awesome stuff. We got to get you back on current sports, okay, in the near future, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Thank you. I appreciate you having me.